call the Board of Supervisors back into session. Report in closed session, Mr. Kiernan.
Yes, we went into closed session at 2:01 and we came out at 2:47. There isn't any reportable action.
Well, thank you. And then any dialogue from the questions from the board? All right. Move into item 6A, County Administration, County Council Discussion Direction, Possible Action Regarding the Urgency Ordinance. And will you tee that for us, Mr. Kiernan?
Sure, let me give a little bit of background here. The Government Code 26945 specifies certain qualifications that are necessary to run as order to controller. That section, and more specifically subdivision B of that section, cross-references a business and profession code 5081.1, which gives additional information regarding what the equivalency of having a bachelor's degree is, enabling a person to run for order to controller. In 2010, some 12 years ago, the legislature repealed Business and Professions Code section 5081.1, and that has created a situation where a local court has determined eligibility to run as order to controller utilizing subdivision B of Government Code 26945 is no longer available. So to put that in a little bit more plain language, because of the failure of the legislature to correct a non-existing cross-reference, or a cross-reference to a no longer existing statute for some 12 years, you now have a situation where you can no longer run as order to controller on the basis that you have an accounting degree or its equivalent. That's a pretty big hole in eligibility requirements. I mean, that's an enormous hole, as a matter of fact. And as a result, for this upcoming election for order to controller, we don't have anybody who's qualified to run because of this hole in the qualifications that was created by the repeal of Business and Professions Code 5081.1. There is a thought that it would be better to have the ability of this position be filled by election, and there's still the possibility of writing candidates if we eliminate the requirement set forth in 26945, as we are explicitly allowed to do under Government Code 26946. And since we are repealing, or the proposal, I should say, is to repeal those the requirements in 26945, it can be done as an urgency ordinance, and it would have to be done as an urgency ordinance because time's of the essence with the election coming up and with the deadline to register as a writing candidate also coming up. So for that reason, it needs to be done in an expedited fashion. So anyhow, that's the proposal that's being brought to you by the administrator's office, and I don't know if I've left anything out. If I have, I'm sure she can fill you in.
Good afternoon, Chair Chris, members of the board, Angela Davis, County Administrator. The only thing I would like to add is that recommending today is this urgency ordinance, which would repeal and replace in its entirety section 2-23.01 of the Siskiyou County Code and replace it with a qualification of being a resident county registered voter in order to be qualified. So that is the end result of the urgency ordinance, and that is what has been presented to you today.
Any questions from colleagues?
So this would not prohibit as this rolls out, should the board decide to approve this, that opens the door for a candidate, correct? It doesn't eliminate anyone, correct?
Correct. No, nobody is eligible right now, and nobody would be adversely affected. This would simply open the door much wider for people to run as write-in candidates for this upcoming election. And as people whose names are on the ballot, in subsequent elections, assuming nothing has changed between now and then in terms of the board's decision having to do with qualifications.
Thank you.
Any other questions from colleagues? Seems fairly fairly straightforward. Was there any public comment? Any hands raised?
I will show no one.
All right. With that, the wishes of my colleagues. The ordinance. Any discussion, any further discussion or anything?
What's the path forward? What was the recommended? Was there a recommendation here?
Yes, the recommendation is to repeal and replace in its entirety section 2-23.01 qualifications.
Right. Motion by Valenzuela.
Is that what's on the recommended motion, correct?
Yep.
Correct.
The written there, okay.
Right. Motion by Valenzuela. All seconded. Roll call vote.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
And Supervisor Crist.
I'll be an aye.
Thank you.
With that, there's...
And I would just note, we're hopeful that between now and the end of the year, the legislature will clean the situation up.
Because they're aware of that. They're...
Yeah. And if that happens, we can always bring something back.
Okay. Sounds good. With that, we'll adjourn the meeting.